Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Lee, Fox News this morning just throwing their hands up, bringing on a airline pilot who just advised folks, you know what? Don't make any travel plans for the holidays. Just don't. There's no point. Not for Thanksgiving, not for Christmas. This is going to drag on. And he said, for two reasons. Number one, it's dangerous. We are 3,000 air traffic controllers short right now. Anyway, I mean, they need to hire them, train them, right?
Yeah.
He said, there's another 1,300 that have been hired and trained. They're trying to take care of it, but they're relatively new. And he said, when you're a new air traffic controller, that's a hard job.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to have a higher mistake rate your first 6 months. And he said, now a lot of them are tired because they're going to miss a second paycheck on Tuesday. Many people can sustain a first missed paycheck. Not many can sustain a second missed paycheck. He said, so you're going to have the combo of those two things. Not enough. The ones out there are inexperienced, many of them. And a lot of them are now driving, you know, Ubers on the side. He said, it's going to get worse after Tuesday. People will begin to call in sick to work other jobs. Numbers are going to go down. Flights are going to get canceled. Somebody's going to get blamed, Lee.
Yeah.
And Trump clearly knows that. He's preparing for it. And what you're seeing over the last month of the shutdown, Trump's overall average approval rating has gone down a full point. The Democrats have gone down more, but you know what they say, you roll around with dogs, you get fleas, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of where we are in the shutdown. Meanwhile, this whole thing is getting so ridiculous. This is the liar in chief of the House, Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries on CNN. Okay, the Democrats have now voted 14 times. They voted no. What does that mean? Okay, when you pass that girl that note in elementary school, will you go out with me? Right?
Yeah.
And then there's the yes box and the no box.
Yeah.
When she checked no, what did that mean?
That meant no, not going to happen.
Okay, so there was no confusion there, right?
No means no.
No means no. But some woman will eventually love you. You just have to wait till the third or fourth grade, that's all. So, yes, no. No means no. Democrats have voted no 14 times. Hakeem Jeffries went on CNN trying to spin the lie that somehow Republicans are responsible for this shutdown and got body checked, fact checked by CNN. I mean, CNN's not even having the nonsense
when
anymore.
A Democrat and gets fact checked by CNN, there's something seriously wrong going on.
Yes. Or what you're saying is so absurd. They just can't even bear to sit next to you while you lie.
Even CNN has some standards.
Yes. Here's Hakeem Jeffries.
Donald Trump and Republicans shut the government down and refused to reopen it. Donald Trump has spent the last 35 days more time on the golf course, more time talking to Hamas, and more time talking to the Chinese Communist Party than to Democrats on Capitol Hill who represent half the country.
Mr. Leader, you guys are voting no on opening the government, not Republicans. I know you're asking for specific things, and it's much more complicated than that. We'll get to that in 1 second.
Hold on a second, Dana, because let's just be clear about that.
Okay.
And American people clearly understand who's responsible for shutting down the government.
Yeah, but you said they shut down the government.
They did shut down the government. They have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And Donald Trump has spent the last few days saying to Republicans in the Senate, you have the power to reopen the government. They refuse to do it.
I want to talk about.
Why is he upset with Trump talking with Hamas and Chinese? Because that's who they hang out with and support. Good grief. I mean, who has been more supportive of Hamas and the Palestinian cause than Democrats in Congress? The same thing goes with the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, heck, some of the Democrats are literally in bed with Chinese Communist members.
Yeah, they get paychecks. But really, they do. Karen Bass, Democrat mayor,
Yeah.
She's on a Chinese payroll via her nonprofit. It's a scam. But anyway, yeah, maybe they're just jealous that Trump's talking more to the Chinese than they are. I don't know. But Hakeem Jeffries, I mean, he gets fact checked there twice by saying, you guys voted no.
Yeah.
So we're right back where we have been with the Democrats taking the position. You will not fly for Christmas. You will not fly for Thanksgiving. And millions, by the way, this is a top 10 trending story now. I think people are beginning to wake up. Millions will not get their SNAP food benefits, you know, November, December. Think about that story. Cut off for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. No food from the government. November and December. Because even with these court orders, you know, making Trump spend surplus money, mm-hmm. which, by the way, at that point, just go ahead and move Trump out of the White House and move the judges and the robes in. If a judge can order Trump to spend money on Democrat things to help Democrats through a shutdown, then, like, why do we have a president?
Well, why do we have a Congress?
I don't know.
Apparently these judges think that they can run everything, you know?
Well, even with their orders, there's not enough of this, like, cash, surplus cash to pay. So people are going to get reduced benefits, like basically half. Some people aren't going to get any at all.
And surplus cash is a complete misnomer because, as you well know, this nation is trillions of dollars in debt. There ain't no surplus cash.
All right. Surplus monopoly money. There you go.
That's it. Yeah.
So, yes, printed. So, but even with that, so that's a top 10 trending story. It's going to be interesting as people who are not tuned in realize you're not getting food money over the next couple of months. Ooh, who do they blame? And that's what Trump's clearly afraid of here. Yeah. So I don't, and that's why he wants to go to the filibuster. Because think about this for a minute. This argument that we're having right now, okay, this is the 7-week funding measure.
Yeah,
we can't even get that passed.
Yeah, till January.
Till January. So if we turn around and somehow get this passed, we're going to be right back where we are because we got to pass the CR again after that. And the Democrats, I mean, very plainly where we are is if the illegal immigrants, the 48% of them, we now know that's one of the most shocking numbers we've seen this week. 48% of illegal immigrants are on Medicaid. Democrats simply say, if you won't leave them there, if you will not get rid of the passage in the big, beautiful bill that closes the loophole that allows the Democrats to illegally give illegals Medicaid, then people aren't going to eat, people aren't going to fly, and everything stays shut down. Military doesn't get paid. You know, that's the Democrats' position here. But here's the good thing, Lee. I thought about this last night. So far, and I've never seen this before. Normally, at this point, Republicans would have capitulated 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
we're actually fighting.
Yes.
I've never seen that before. Mike Johnson's coming out every weekday, the Speaker of the House, mm-hmm. and doing an actually really good job of knocking the Democrats for this. And he repeats the message over, which you have to do, repeats the message over again and again and again and again and again. They are doing this to get illegal immigrants free health care on your dime. Because they are, Lee.
Yes, he is not wrong. That's exactly what they're trying to do.
It's outrageous.
Well, and you've also got a White House that, you know, Johnson knows has got his back there, at least on that issue.
And here, and I can't play this enough. This is Dr. Oz updating us. In just 6 Democrat states, we're now up to $1.3 billion worth of Medicaid funding illegally given to illegal immigrants in just 6 states in just the last few months under Trump. Okay, we found it. So the Democrats are still stealing federal funds for illegals. They are not, by federal law, allowed to be on Medicaid. Original federal law, but also the big, beautiful, beautiful bill, okay? So we're finding these people.
Yeah.
And here's Dr. Oz doing an update on X yesterday.
6 states believe that they should be allowed to pay for illegal immigrants on the state level, on their own, to receive free health care. Now, free health care insurance attracts illegal immigrants and makes them unwilling to leave, even if we offer them cash. Equally importantly, I worry that federal taxpayer money will be siphoned towards these states and hurt the 44 states who disagree with attracting illegal immigrants with free insurance. In fact, Congress is shut down right now because Democratic senators don't like the One Big Beautiful Bill, which corrals this kind of fraud in Medicaid. We decided to investigate ourselves. I didn't really trust these 6 states. We found already $1.3 billion has been inappropriately taken from federal taxpayers in just the past few months. We just clawed back $300 million, which signals that the six states, they already know, they acknowledge that this is an embarrassing reality. We need to protect our most vulnerable and send a clear message.
Okay, listen to this part again, because this gets to the crux of it. Finally, somebody's saying what I've been saying. And what he's saying is, this is the fight that the Republicans and Democrats are having. As long as illegals get Medicaid, and they got Cadillac plans, okay, Lee? They don't have like what you and I have, like where we have to pay co-pays for vision, for dental. No, no, no. They pay 100%. They've got what people on Medicare have, and they just freaking got here, okay? I've never even had a plan like that in my entire working life, but I'm not an illegal immigrant. I'm not royalty. So, and they are, they're American royalty at this point. Dr. Oz is saying, listen, they will not take our cash. He means the $1,000 a head to leave. They will not take our free plane ticket and the $1,000 a head as long as they have Medicaid. We got to get them off Medicaid. This is the central fight. Listen to him lay those things out like I have.
Six states believe that they should be allowed to pay for illegal immigrants on the state level on their own to receive free health care. Now, free health care insurance attracts illegal immigrants and makes them unwilling to leave, even if we offer them cash.
See the problem, Lee? That's the fight right there. That's the fight. Democrats don't want them to leave. How many? 48% of illegals, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. And by the way, this is only through 2022. They haven't been able to get 2023 yet. 48% of, think how many more Biden let in. 48% of illegals are on Medicaid. That is illegal under federal law and under federal law under the big, beautiful bill. Double illegal. In other words, Democrats positionally, we should be able to break the law, steal from the Treasury, because that's what they're doing, to put our future voters illegally on Medicaid, or screw Americans, you're not flying, and you're not getting your SNAP benefits. We're going to starve you. That is the actual position of the Democrat Party. I never thought I'd see anything like this. But what Trump's afraid of is it's going to boomerang on him. They'll be able to use their lying media, what's left of it, in terms of influence, to put it on us. Could happen. Because Democrats aren't backing down either. So who's going to blink first? But folks, don't let any of this make you mad, okay? The fact that Democrats are in this desperate position and the fact that we have already knocked 700,000 illegal immigrants off SNAP, off food stamps, we're winning right now. That's why Democrats are shutting down the country. They would not be doing this if we weren't winning, if we weren't getting the shadow nation out of here. So let that make you feel good. But no, it will be a mess for a while as we make progress.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For the second time in a week, Nancy Mace, who, at least in the most recent poll, leads the governor's race in South Carolina, is a top 10 news story in the United States of America, trending right now. And the cover story, at least for a couple hours anyway, yesterday on in the UK Daily Mail, the world's largest newspaper by hits and clicks. So she's making headlines again for the second time in a week. So the first time was the Charleston airport situation where she got mad at some law enforcement officers who were not there to meet her when she was supposed to be met. And then this headline in the UK Daily Mail. Nancy Mace concocted rape story and hacked fiance's phone in bid to seize two multi-million dollar homes, bombshell new lawsuit claims. I'm just going to read this. That's it. I don't know what else to do. Here's the gist of it. She had the fiance They own two homes, each worth about $3 million. And then he breaks up with her. She doesn't take it well. This is his version of the story. Okay, this is in the lawsuit he has filed. So, look, she's got a version of the story too. This is his. UK Daily Mail writes, paranoid Nancy Mace hacked her ex-fiance's phone, tracked his car with one of those like AirPod attachments. She attached it to the car. Tracked his car and destroyed his reputation by falsely smearing him as a voyeur and a rapist. The South Carolina congresswoman, UK Daily Mail says, went scorched earth on four men, friends of his, that she outed as alleged sexual predators in a February House speech, claiming they drugged, molested, and filmed multiple female victims, including herself. So one of those she's accused is Patrick Bryant, her ex-fiancé, ex-lover. Okay. Well, they had a messy breakup in November 2023. When she became paranoid that he was cheating and placed the tracker in his car so she could follow him while she was overseas. She also installed a secret app on his phone to collect pictures and data and have them sent to her so she could watch what he was doing. So then he decides, okay, I've had it. I'm gonna break up with you. She tells him, okay, fine. Transfer, relinquish the two jointly homes worth around $6 million total to me. And I won't paint you as a rapist. As the dispute escalated, he says, Mace and one of her friends conspired to convince what they call a vulnerable young woman that business that Bryant, her fiance and his friends, gang raped her at a 2018 party when she drank too much and passed out, and that Nancy Mace has seen the video and they keep the videos. And it's what they do, she said. The attack never happened, Bryant says. So Mace and her friend convinced this young woman that she had been raped. There was video of it. According to the lawsuit, no such video exists. The only victim is Bryant, an innocent, respected businessman who's been falsely branded as a rapist and voyeur. That's according to his complaint filed in Charleston County, South Carolina. Now, Nancy Mace tells the Daily Mail that he's trying to shake her down for money. That she is the victim. It's almost as if Patrick Bryant is asking me to write another check. She's obviously referencing a separate case where a lawyer linked to Bryant was fined $33,000 for issuing subpoenas and deposing people without court permission. Anyway. She says she just got him sanctioned in court. Sounds like he needs to be sanctioned again. Rape victim Jane Doe and I are still waiting on his check to pay our legal fees after weaponizing the court and using lawfare against us. So, I don't know. Now, here's what's going on here. Nancy Mace, when she accused, I don't know if you remember the speech she gave on the House of the Floor. When you're a Congress member, and you give a speech on the House floor, you have something very unique that the rest of Americans don't have. You have protection from libel. So you can say, like a libel lawsuit, you can say virtually anything and you can't be sued. It's one of the few places you can stand in America and have that protection. So she made her accusatory speech where he can't sue her for libel, even if she made the whole thing up, which who knows? So this is him getting her back. Because there's one other place where you can say a bunch of fake stuff or true things, who knows, and not be sued for libel, and that is in a court case. Like in a, because the media can then quote it, even if it's not true, without fear of getting sued. So, I don't know. But that headline is one for the ages, folks. It is a top 10 trending story in the world right now. We have an app that tracks that. Not just in the country, in the world. For, by the way, the second time this week, after the airport incident. Headline, Nancy Mace concocted rape story. In other words, made it up. Hacked fiance's phone in a bid to seize two multi-million dollar homes they own together. Bombshell new lawsuit claims. So, folks, this is going to get wild. And you know why the fiance put this in the lawsuit? because this means that everyone running against Mace in the governor's race can use it in their campaign commercials without getting sued. So this is going to be wild. Imagine a world, imagine living in a country, a Marxist country, in which if you were in the correct political class, you could beat someone to death or near to death, get away with it, if they were a member of an incorrect political class. Imagine living in a country where those classes were defined. It's like that in China. And so what happened during the Marxist Revolution? I've told you a story many times. In fact, we've played the interview with Tucker Carlson of a Chinese dissident who escaped to America. She's Republican now. She's running for office. She's here on Fox News a lot. She talks about the time she saw the dead man floating in the well. She was very young. It was in China. And she didn't know. She asked her family, why is he dead? Why is he in the well? Oh, he killed himself. Well, why did he kill himself? Well, he's a member of the worst oppressor class. And just by being related to him, we can't get jobs, we can't get food. So he did what was best for his family. He killed himself. Can you imagine living in a society like that? Well, that's Marxism. How does it work? If you look at Lily Tan Williams' Twitter feed, you'll see videos of Chinese supposed oppressors being beaten to death while the police stand by and watch. That's Marxism. Why? Well, because those doing the beatings were labeled by the government as oppressed. And if you are of the highest oppressed classes, you can beat, stomp, kill somebody of the oppressor class. At least they've lightened that up a little bit there, I hear. We don't know because it's a closed society. But very much during the Marxist Revolution, it was that way. I've been warning that America is going in that direction. Americans think Democrats are soft on crime. They're not. Look how they apply it to us. No, they're not soft on crime. And they love guns. All day long, they love guns. It's just they believe that criminals, because they vote for them, are part of oppressed classes. Ergo, they can do whatever the heck they want. And I have been warning, in post-American, neo-Marxist blue territories, you will begin to see the law applied that way. The best example is Donald Trump's 34-count felony indictment, where they literally changed the law at the legislature in the state of New York to go specifically after him. Why? Because he's the highest member of an oppressor class, so he should go to prison for the rest of his life. DC is becoming that. Number two story in the nation right now is the Hoagie assault. DC jury agreed, because it's on video, that the man in question, Sean Dunn, assaulted a Border Patrol agent with the sandwich. Full on hit him with it. But said it was just free speech. He was standing up for immigrants. They mean illegal immigrants. Another oppressed class, by the way, who has more rights than you do as a tax-paying, law-abiding, Republican-voting American. You're like way down here and they're up here. The jury agreed, not guilty. What's remarkable about this case is he admits he did it. He just said it was his right. He got mad, so he could assault the police officer. He could assault the border agent. We had to try to indict him twice. So understand, if you are not happy with having to look upon an ICE agent in D.C., just go throw up. And hit him in the head with a hoagie. Now, that kind of thing, it's gross. You got to go home. It is assault. It's gross. You got to go home, take a shower, but doesn't leave a bruise. Where's this going to end up? You know and I know. I don't have to tell you, but I will. We're going to get to a time in America. Folks, it's not going to take 10 years. Probably not going to take 5. We're in blue territories. Democrats in good standing, leftists in good standing, will be able to severely hurt or kill us. Whether it's a Charlie Kirk figure or whether it's a Border Patrol agent. And no jury will touch them. And any judge who tries to convict them will have their house burned to the ground. And no one will convict the people who do that. And that, my friend, is what I have been warning about for years. That is exactly how the Russian Revolution went down. And that is how about 20,000 Marxists were able to terrorize an entire country into becoming the Soviet Union. It got to the point where their terrorist squads would go in and torture people in front of their families. No one would convict. Every member of the jury was terrified that they themselves would be tortured next. That's where it ends up. This is how it starts. Oh, come on, Tara. It was just a sandwich. You're exaggerating. I mean, like, if somebody was actually trying to kill Trump, a D.C. jury would Oh, wait. Headline. September 2nd, just one of many of these cases. September 2nd, D.C. jury, federal D.C. jury, grand juries in Washington, D.C. declined to indict two accused of threatening to kill Trump. Natalie Rose Jones and Edward Alexander Dana avoided charges despite documented threats against the president. So there is a place in America. What are you used to your whole life? Some nut pops off at the mouth and says, I'm going to kill the president. Secret Service ends up on their door. Guess what? If you're a Democrat in good standing and you are in the neo-Marxist post-American federal system of D.C., you threaten to kill the president all day long. Democrat jury will not indict. Why? 87% of people living in D.C., of voters living in D.C., voted for Kamala Harris. The new standard is no indictment for Democrats, period. And should they actually make it to trial for assault, no conviction. Why? Democrat in good standing. Check. Good. Fine. Done. Now, don't think this will work this way for you if you're a Republican in D.C. They'll bury you under the prison. Want another case? Okay. Klein Smith. You know, it's a felony 5-year violation to lie to the FBI, even though all they do is lie. Klein Smith, remember, went to the FBI with fake evidence that Trump was talking to his Russian handlers who controlled him via a Russian bank. Gave it to the FBI. Total lie. Two felonies, right? Should be slam dunk. What did the DC jury do? This is 2021, John Durham. What did they do? They said, well, yeah, that was illegal. They interviewed him afterward. But he's a Democrat in good standing. We don't like Donald Trump. Yeah, but the problem there is that that story, that fake story, ended up winning the New York Times and the Washington Post Pulitzers. And there were two felonies there because he lied to the FBI. Yeah, but we don't like Trump, so we just let him off. So you agree? I mean, this was felony activity. Yeah. You agree he made up the Russia collusion hoax. Helped to, anyway. Yeah. But he's a Democrat in good standing and we hate Trump. When I tell you folks these territories are lost, that's not just rhetoric. They're lost. We're going to get to where we can't go into them. But there's a problem. What is in the DC district, federal district? Congress, which means Republicans have to enter it. It's not going to end well. We're going to vote. We are going to have to move Congress or they're all going to end up in front of a kangaroo court. The second Trump's gone, this country is fragmenting like glass. Y'all, an unbelievable thing has happened. Remember the kangaroo court, the 34-count indictment and felony conviction of Donald Trump in the lawless post-American Marxist territory of New York, where Trende Aragua is allowed to roam free, to beat police officers severely in the street for merely asking them to move on from their territory. And they had it divided up into territories where they would target women for their laptops and their purses. They'd steal their phones. And the police officer merely suggested to the Trende Aragua, illegal immigrant thug, that he move on from his self-claimed territory. And the thug beat him. And then other thugs came out and beat him. And another officer tried to help him and they beat him too. And then the system just turned him out, let him go. Remember them? Yeah. Remember the same criminal justice system gave Donald Trump a 34-count felony conviction for nothing. He was the only person ever convicted using those statutes. In fact, the state legislature changed the law in New York so it could be used specifically against Trump. That's a Marxist system. That's post-American, not recognizably American, not a justice system we would recognize. Well, guess what? They got it wrong. They got it wrong. Yeah, it turns out that the court system had no legal authority to try Trump in New York. Folks, this is a huge story. The Second Circuit just issued a stunning decision in Trump's New York criminal case. Again, the court system never had the authority to try it because of presidential immunity. It was a legal error to hold the trial at all. What does this mean? It means the district court now has to revisit the issue and consider that the case should have been removed to federal court, meaning it was improperly tried in state court, meaning the conviction can't stand. Folks, what did I tell you? It was all fake. Like everything the Democrats do. Fake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.